लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। बिहाइंड द सीन्स, oh yes, exclusive insights, absolutely, eccentric characters, you bet. So pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals, and now let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today I'm talking to a Bachelor of Arts like I am, so we have a high educated conversation, maybe or maybe not. Maybe we will not. See. And I will say hello to Buddy Kane and welcome to my podcast. How are you doing?
Hello, hello. I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm fine. Waffles. I'm fine. For everyone who cannot see, I have a big plate with a lot of fresh baked waffles.
Yeah. And I will say the plate has gotten smaller.
Slowly
chomping away. So many.
And Buddy has none of it. That's a disadvantage to do a podcast over Zoom with a 9-hour time zone different.
Yeah, you miss out on waffles.
Yeah, maybe I should flown over to do all the episodes live and fresh.
Yeah. Did you ever see the show Hot Ones?
No.
It's an interview show where they eat hot wings together. And every question, the wings get hotter. But they've done them where the guests can't come in and they'll mail them the hot sauce. And then on Zoom, they'll still eat it. So you could
really
waffle talk.
Yeah, let's talk about waffle. A coffee
let's
waffle. No, coffee talk I cannot do because I'm not drinking coffee.
You don't drink coffee yet.
What can we do? Yeah, we can do a waffle talk. But next time you have to bake also waffles. Can you bake waffles? Are you good at this?
Sure. I'm good.
I'm not sure.
I've never done it. But I have a toaster, some Eggos.
Yeah.
I can make them in the toaster.
Waffles in the toaster?
Yeah, that's how they sell them. Eggo waffles?
No. You have to make the dough of yourself and then do it in a waffle plate.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm speaking about fresh-made waffles.
The real deal.
Not bought waffles warmed up.
That comes back to the high intelligence. It's the fresh baked waffles.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it tastes more delicious than the other stuff.
It absolutely does. That's not up for debate.
So, yeah, we should have been better prepared for that. But next we are not here to talk about waffles. We are talking about some vertical stuff.
Verticals.
By the way, in which you have your Bachelor of Arts, what did you study?
So I studied telecommunications. So I started on the other side of the camera. I started in production.
And then, why you changed the side of the camera? Or are you still sometimes behind the camera?
I changed because it's more fun to act. I think I always wanted to act. But in my neighborhood where I grew up, everyone is so blue collar. Works a city job, government.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could act. So then when I went to college, I didn't think acting was a real option. So, you don't get a degree in acting. So I was like, I'll get it in telecom. So it's more the marketing of media, creation of media. It's very broad in general. And then I also make music. So I came out wanting to be a sound person, a sound mixer, engineer. Mm-hmm. And I did that a few times and I said, gosh, this isn't for me. You work alone, you mix alone, and then on set you're kind of in your own thing. And then one day I was doing a short film as the sound mixer and an actor didn't show up and I said, we just need to put anybody in there. And I was like,
I'm doing it. Hello.
I could try that. And
You were
then I
so
liked it. And
self-confident to say, I will do that.
yeah,
Oh, that's
absolutely.
great.
And I'm, you know, it wasn't very good, but it was my first time and I tried it. And
What
then
did you play?
I was the main character's dead brother. So he was kind of seeing,
Dead brother?
yeah, he was
You
seeing like
played a dead
what he
person?
wished would happen. Like if he could talk to
Ah,
his brother. So he's in the, you know,
okay.
he's in his car and he's like, if he could just get advice from his brother, and then he, you know, shows up.
And
But
then you said,
then
here I am in the all holy glory. Okay, I
a
understand.
very experienced actor. But then I went back and trained in acting and took it serious and really caught
Did
the
you take
bug. And
classes and stuff then, or
oh
what?
yeah. Yeah, I went to, I did, you know, Meisner training, scene study training, car alarms going off. So I don't know if you could hear that now.
No,
But
I hear
okay,
you.
perfect. But all different kind of training for years. And I still train. I think there's a lot of value in it, you know.
You think it's needed to do that? Because I spoke to some different who someone take a lot of classes or even studied it. Some of them said, no, I did learning by doing.
I think everyone's different, you know, and it depends what you want to get out of it. You know, I think you can always get better and always learn. But then there's the other aspect of just the community in training, you know, making friends, getting to ping pong ideas off people that you know are putting the work in and booking and doing things. So I think it all just depends on what your goals are and what you feel is valuable.
Okay,
I
so
don't think
what
it's
are your goals
necessary.
in acting?
Oh gosh, that's a lofty question.
You bring me to that, so don't
is
blame
the
me.
natural
It's your own
progression
fault. Sorry for
as I panic.
that.
I mean, the simplified version of it would be I want to be a full-time working actor. You know, that is
Aren't
my
you that at the moment?
yes, but I do have a full-time job as well that is, you know, a more traditional job on top of it to survive
What are you
financially.
doing?
I'm a project manager.
Okay.
Yeah, and I work in entertainment in that regard too. So it's nice being
Okay.
on both sides of the industry, but it would be great to just act. The verticals have made that very close to being possible, which I never thought would be the case because before that, I'm a film and TV actor. I haven't done theater,
Okay.
and I train on camera. So I would do maybe one feature length film a year. And that would kind of be it. You know, maybe I
Yeah.
could do some short films, independent things, but that would be it. And now I'm working all the time. So
Yeah,
it's
how
weird.
do you do it when you're on set with your regular job?
Very stressful.
Yeah, I think that.
It's a lot of work. I mean, it is when they yell cut and everyone gets to go hang out, I go back to my laptop and I just
Can you do a lot of
no.
home office
I
or
do,
what?
yes. So
Okay.
I'll work fully remote during
Ah,
that
so
time.
okay, so that's a bit easier to do
Yes,
that.
yeah, I don't have to physically be there. In November, that's changing a little bit, so I'm trying to figure out how I can still make both work because I'm not willing to give either up.
Yeah.
But as you've learned in life, you just figure it out when you're handing curveballs, you know.
You know, the thing is, sometimes it's good to feel safe. But sometimes life needs a little risk. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So
Yeah. I
I
didn't move
know
out to LA
it's
for
hard.
to just not take risks. You know, I left
Yeah,
my
you
family
know,
to
that's
go for it.
exactly. I think you wouldn't have to move to LA if you would have tried to work full home office project
No.
manager job.
Right. It could live anywhere. I live near my family.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
when did you get into vertical acting?
I'm still new to verticals, I think. I did my first one in November, this past November,
Yeah.
and then
Do you
December
know the
into Jan.
name of your first one?
It's
What
still
was it?
not out. It is
What?
called It's
It
not
was
out.
shot in November and it's not
Yeah.
out?
It's called Mr. Walker. Mr.
Do you
Walker,
know
you're
why it
out.
isn't still out?
I don't know. I just worked with the director on my most recent one that I wrapped a few days ago, and he's had other ones come out since. And that one is it's me, Lydia, Paul Addison, Eric, I think his last name is pronounced Rofe,
Was
R-O-U-F.
the
So
story
it's,
so bad, or what happened?
I was in it, so it was terrible. No, I don't think the
You
story was
crushed
bad.
it. It was
I
your first time
ruined
and ever
it.
said, okay, come on. It was a big fault that we took him in. So no
Who
way
put this
that we
guy
publish
here?
it.
Who put this guy here? So I don't know what the holdup is with that, but other ones have come out. My most recent one came out just the other day too on Drama Box, which is fun. Taming the Football Bad Boy. And that one was so
Taming
fun.
the football bad boy.
Yes, because we didn't wear, it wasn't a traditional vertical. We weren't in suits. I was dressed normally. I played a podcaster. It was cool. It
You
was very
played a
cool.
podcaster.
But I was the bad guy. I was the bad guy in it. I'm always the
And
bad
let me
guy or the
guess,
right-hand man in those
you
regions.
loved it.
Yeah, well, you have to love it if you're
What
playing
drama
in it.
box, you said?
Yeah, Drama Boss.
You know, I have, what was it? Football, whatever.
It's
Football. Taming the
called
football
football,
bad
whatever.
boy. I see it. I see it. Okay, I will watch this before
Yeah,
I'm
check it
going to
out.
bed.
Nice.
And maybe I have nightmares
No,
because
that's it's a good one. It's a good one. It's not hard.
of
But I started verticals in November, and then I took 2 months off because I went back home and the
Yeah.
holidays and stuff. And now I've done 10 of them.
Okay.
I've done 10 verticals. Yeah, and I
And
kind of
when
always.
is your next project? When you said you wrapped just a few days ago?
Yeah, I usually don't have the next one
Booked?
planned when the one ends. It's
Okay.
usually very quick. So I've done a few auditions in the past few days, and we'll see if anything happens.
Had
But
you
it was, I
ever
would like,
played a lead?
I played a lead in one of them. It was Flair Flows, one of their first US ones a couple months ago, and it was called the well, we filmed it as The Heiress Reborn, but I think it released as Reborn to Be the Top Heiress.
I surely saw it because I had a
Yeah.
monthly subscription to Flair Flow last
Oh yeah.
month and I
Okay.
tried to watch. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not the love interest in it. I'm the it's more of a family one. They run a video game team, which is really fun. Oh, excuse me. And I play the brother. I'm the older brother, and I'm a mean guy again. I always play the mean.
Have you ever been a nice guy? In a vertical?
Only as like the beta to the alpha or the assistant to the billionaire. I haven't been that romantic, nice lead yet.
No?
No.
You haven't got your own love story, rom-com drama yet? You would love to
No,
play that?
but
Or is it too
no,
unchallenging for that?
oh, it would definitely be challenging, just even in the fact of the lines. There's so many lines and adding the levels to it, which would be so much fun. Honestly, it's with my job, it's
That's cool.
you're in every shot, and I can't make that work right now. As the major supporting roles, I'll have more downtime on set. So it's the give and take of it. But I think it's getting close to time where I'm like, okay, I don't want to be the second hand man anymore.
Yeah. So
I just want to
maybe
take
you
that
want to
jump.
do only your project manager job as a part-time job and then.
Yeah, that wouldn't be possible at my current position, but it might just be time for a change soon. And we'll make that full jump in.
Changes sometimes are good.
Change is great. Change is great when you make the change. When you get to pick,
And you
then it's
know,
great.
when it comes to the vertical where you play my brother, so
Then I'll never have to work again.
will you make it a serial so you have not
Yeah.
only one vertical then so we can do
Oh yeah.
maybe.
I would like to see more continuous verticals. The one I just wrapped
Absolutely.
was a yeah,
Absolutely.
it was an alpha one, and I thought, I don't think we've ever seen a vertical. I would like to see an alpha spin-off where the alpha for some tragically passes away, but like in a beautiful way, and the beta has to take
Hmm.
reins as the alpha.
Ah.
And I was like, that's just obviously because I'm always the beta. But
So
it would just be an interesting storyline.
you can sneak to the lead role. So come on.
Come
Hello.
on. Yeah. Just tell a different story. Wrestle with
Did you
that.
ever do a what vampire one?
I haven't. No. I've done billionaire,
Yeah, the
mafia,
classic one.
yeah, werewolf. The sports one is fun. I auditioned for another sports one yesterday.
Yeah, the sports one are very in common now.
Yeah. What's your favorite type of vertical?
Genre, oh, what?
Yeah, genre as far as those topics.
I'm not focused totally on a special genre or type. I st watched Verticals, or I started it in 2023.
Oh,
So
wow.
I'm
Okay.
a very first one. And
Yeah.
for me, it's so annoying now, 1.5 year later, the story are always the same,
Right.
mostly, you know? I'm so overloaded with this stepmom, stepsister, billionaire, CEO, hidden identity, get married, don't recognize each other stuff.
Yeah.
But this month, or September 1, I saw a show on Candy Jar, two
Okay.
parts. Candy Jar does a lot of one part one and two and so.
Oh, fun. Okay.
And there was a show on Candy Jar called The Arrangement, and a new story dropped. It's from the storyline nearly the same, but no slapping, no kidnapping, no
Ooh,
raping, no, you
great,
know.
good.
But it's a really nice story, and it was so well produced. And the male lead was Ali Baladov,
Okay.
and it was his
I don't know.
best acting I've ever seen from him, really.
Wow.
It was the first time he was not a villain.
Okay.
He was a loving and caring brother and husband later.
Nice.
And for me, you know, the story was new. It was not no typical raping
Look it
shitty
up.
story one,
Yeah.
but
Let me look at it.
the name was Taming
Vertical.
the Heiress.
Tame the Heiress? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Two parts on Candy Jar.
Taming
And he
the
plays a musician and got into an the arranged marriage is kind of
Okay.
the older stories, but it was really great. And it was so good having two parts, you know. And Candy Jar often does one part, two part, more parts than one.
So
And I
nice.
really liked the cooking verticals in the last time.
Oh, I auditioned for one of them before, and I was like, this one's pretty good, pretty
But you
cool.
know, the thing is, or the hard thing is then, if you see it and you see exactly one of the leads cannot use a knife correctly, that's kind
They have
of.
no idea how to do it. And you, as somebody who loves to cook and bake, you're like, yeah.
Yes. Or, you know, when there's some verticals, I loved also, it was also in Candy Jar, a vertical with Gio De Val in it, where he
Okay.
plays a doctor. And if they are showing so many hospital staff or so much hospital staff, you cannot defibrillate a person with a clothes on. Come on.
Right.
I
See,
want to
it's a
see,
lot of that
I
stuff.
like verticals if they are totally realistic, not in the
Yeah.
kind of story, but how the story is played. You know,
Yeah.
sometimes you see some stories, they need a surgery, and 2 days later that they are at home and you don't
Yeah,
even see a
and there's
scar or
nothing.
nothing.
Yeah.
I wish
See,
I had this fast healing.
right, we need that Wolverine
Yes.
feeling.
Yes.
So you'd like if
Absolutely.
verticals went in a direction where the drama stays the same, high drama, however, the way they go about everything is more realistic. That'd
You
be
know, the thing
nice.
is, I don't have a problem if anyone get raped or kidnapped in if it fits. But it's so often exactly the same one. The women are always devoted. The husbands are always the kind of, you can do not that, you that, 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 that. I'm the big one and you are only my wife. And I don't like that. I want to see more. I was just
You could definitely
wondering.
have stronger
Yes,
female
I
leads,
was
like their
just
backbone.
wondering why not there are verticals, with all the kind of stuff of online dating. There were only two or three verticals where it comes to that someone was online dating and meeting then, and it was kind of more realistic love
Yeah.
story.
There could be a
And
good catfish situation
yes.
in there.
Yeah. I think a lot of the audience can feel it because a lot of the audience are online dating.
Right.
It's really
Yeah.
common to
That's how I
do
met the
that.
person I'm dating. Just
Yeah.
online dating,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I think a lot of person can imagine how this works. And for me, in a lot of stories, it's not needed that the billionaire is there. Come on.
Yeah. It's so interesting the stories that are told. I think we're all feeling ready for more, diversity in the verticals and different stories and stuff. I saw they just released, to my knowledge, it's the first African American led vertical. Just came out. I was like, that's thank goodness it came out. Like, it's
And
been so long.
there were released a lot of gay verticals. It
Yeah.
also needs a lesbian one
Yeah.
to close the gate,
Yeah. Yeah, I think we just need to cover more real life in there, you know.
I love this kind of Cinderella story or fairy tale, whatever you want to say to that, but not so shitty produced with, in every kind of Cinderella story, it's always, as I told you, the kidnapping, the raping, someone needs
Right.
an abortion or get miscarried, or so many dramas in it.
Yeah.
As I told you, in some people's life, it happens a lot, drama, but even that's for me totally unrealistic.
Right.
That every day you go anywhere else, anything big happens.
Yeah, like that's enough for one lifetime for
Yes.
it to keep
And
happening.
they normally put it in the first 10 episodes because they want to hook up the audience so that they
The
get over the
paywall.
paywall.
Yeah, exactly. It'll always end on that big cliffhanger.
Yeah. And then
Yeah.
the and in the next 50 episodes, it's so, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We
Okay.
definitely see on set sometimes that those episodes leading up to it get a little more attention, a little more
Yeah.
fine-tuning. You're
Yeah,
like,
it's
no,
it.
the paywall's here. We gotta kind of
Yeah.
tighten the
Yeah,
gears.
exactly. What would be a challenging role for you, but you
Ooh.
would love to play? Kind of character or stuff?
I kind of like the roles where the main guy loses everything. I like the head that level of drama where you lose everything and you have to fight for it all back, and maybe you don't get it, or maybe you don't get it all back, or the way that it was before because things change. We don't see a lot of that in verticals
Yeah,
with the
that's
male
true.
leads. The male leads are always very established.
Oh, yes.
And if they're not
Strong.
established, they're undercover. And then you find out they are.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
I would like to see it, maybe the roles reversed a little bit where the guy is fighting to get his life back.
Yeah.
An actor that I feel like always does that masterfully outside of verticals is Jake Gyllenhaal. If I could have a career similar to him as far as traditional theatrical media, that would be a gift.
What about playing, I don't know, some psychopath or some victim part?
Yeah, I
Would
think that would be
this be
very
hard
fun.
to you to imagine this situation?
I think the situation might not be hard to imagine, although luckily I haven't been in something like that in real life, either of those things, but yeah, the ability to go there would be a gift and a challenge. I'd love the opportunity to really settle into somewhere dark like that, because that's so different than who I am, obviously. I
And
never
that's
stop smiling, so it's
yeah,
really fun
that's
to.
true. When I edit your profile, I see you a lot of smile. And I like no, I like
Yeah.
that because you know life is shitty enough sometimes. And when you're scrolling to the IG, I love people who smile because it always puts me a kind of good mood to see it.
Yeah, I
So
try to find a nice balance on there of like the moody model pictures versus the real life smiles.
the last one was really
But
great.
which
You
one
post
was?
with this new hair
Oh, the
style.
hair.
I love
Yeah.
that.
Do you like the shorter hair on the
Yes.
sides? Yeah. My hair's it's a mess right now, but
It's a
yeah,
podcast, you know,
I
no one see
yeah,
it.
exactly. Yeah, I changed my hair quite a bit. The longer hair that I've had, I didn't have before verticals. Like we started doing verticals and I just felt like I wanted to start growing it out. And I like it, but it looks very casual. So it kind of feels weird when I'm wearing a suit and I kind of have the more
Yeah, it
casual
looks
long
not so
short hair.
serious.
Yeah, so I think that was another thing of like, all right, if we want to change the roles we're playing,
No,
do the
I
haircut
really like
and
this haircut.
oh, thank you. I
You
appreciate
too,
that.
very well, really.
Yeah, thank you.
Are
So we'll
you
see.
the suit type?
In real life?
Yes.
No, I'm usually in a gym clothes. Like
Yeah.
jogger, sweatpants, tank top.
Do you have suits?
I do.
One.
Wait, one, two. I mean, transparently, a lot of the times, if you're not the lead in the verticals, you're wearing your own suits. So a lot of the times where you see me in suits on camera, it's my own wardrobe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it usual to bring their own wardrobe?
If you're not the leads, yeah. I don't know if that's like an industry secret that I've just revealed, but but I've never been told I couldn't talk about that. Yeah, so on the last one where I was playing the beta, Griffin was the lead.
Griffin Blaze?
Griffin, yes.
Blaze?
Blazy? Yeah.
Blaze? Yeah, I know who you mean.
I know of it, yeah. On that one they fully dressed us. I didn't bring
Okay.
any of my own clothes. So I think it just depends on the level
And
of
you like the
production.
clothes because sometimes I see story at Sam Meyerson's profile with where he has to wear really silly suits and then he said, "Really? This you today? No."
Yeah, sometimes they're very flashy. I like that I don't have to do the laundry or wear my same suit many days in a row. It's starting to get a little
That okay,
funky.
that's good.
Yeah, so I like
That's
that. I
really
also, if it's your suit, I'm like, you wear this to events and stuff. I feel less like I'm in character. I'm like, this is just my suit. This suit, like I
you
wore a gray
feel
plaid one a
important
lot.
in the suit.
I feel more important in the provided suit. I feel like, oh, this is what my character wears. This is his style, not my style. It just helps add to it.
Do you take your characters mentally with you to bed? Or can you
No.
switch when you came home, doorstep, and then, okay, now the private buddy starts?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm one of the weirdos that once they yell cut, I'm back to buddy. I'll be the character in the scene, then they yell cut, and I'm back to
That
that.
works? That works?
For me, it does. But I do think it depends on the level that you have to kind of go. I did a feature 2 years ago where it's not out yet, so I can't say what happened. Something very tragic happens,
Yeah, okay.
and I'm kind of in like a confessional scene almost, where I'm catching everything up, and my character's just realizing it's all real. All the terrible things that happened really happened, and
Yeah.
it's very emotional. And so after something like that, I definitely need a few minutes to just kind of be left alone, catch
To
myself
take a
up. But
step back and
yeah, and I need some
okay.
time before that. But outside of things that heavy, I'm usually okay to just be like, cut, like, hey, I'm back. Yeah, because I
Yeah,
just try to use myself a lot instead
I
of play the
think it's
character.
not so easy sometimes, you know, because of the fast moving in this scene and you come home from set, so you have to learn your text and lines for the next day. So I find it hard to believe that you have the time to step back
It's
out of the role,
yeah.
going to sleep and not even dream about the role,
Dream
I don't
about it.
know. Yeah.
I dream in a vertical aspect ratio now.
Really?
It's hard. No. It's hard because
Maybe.
we do move so fast. You know, on a film set you might do 6 pages a day, and on verticals we do 14, 16, 18 pages a day. It's fast.
I spoke to
You
Dan
know?
Löwenstein, you know, the producer. He
Yeah, I
did
know of him.
once 26 pages a day.
I don't know how that's possible.
26?
26
Believing.
is crazy.
Or 20, 29, 26, I don't know.
I think
Really much.
anything more than 16 is too many. You know, 16 is a lot. You're cooking. So it is hard, right? You do that for 12 hours. You go
Yeah.
home, try to learn your lines for the next day. Lucky to get some sleep, and you do it again. Your life, for me at least, I haven't gotten good yet at balancing my real life with set life. You know,
Yeah.
it's my life kind of goes on pause when I'm filming, especially because with the free time, I still need to make it to the gym. You know, I
Yeah.
need to. You got to figure out how to maintain your romantic relationships, your
Yeah,
friend
absolutely.
relationships. It's
Absolutely.
it is a lot, and a lot of the lead guys who jump from vertical to vertical or just
Yeah.
project to project, I commend them because you know it really is a hustle. You know, I kind of just do one a month right now. I just dip my toes in, do it, you know, then I rest up, catch up on life, and then get ready for the next one. So it's the way I'm working right now, I've time. You know,
But
it's more of a
you want to
sprint.
do more per month?
I do want to. You know, it's just figuring out how it works with my current life.
Yeah,
You know,
yeah.
yeah, I always want to be acting. I think no matter what, even if
What
you're on.
addicts you to act?
Oh gosh, I don't know if I've been asked that before. I think it's there's differences in what drives me over the years. You know, when I first started, I think at first I liked the attention, which I think is the worst reason to act.
Then you
and
have to
because
go to a theater because then you have directly the feedback from the audience.
right, you don't have to wait, but it's the worst reason because it's about you, and acting should not be about you. You know, in my
I
opinion, it
know.
should be about, you know, it should be with you actors, you know, yeah, it's about your partner. So right now my favorite part is the detective work of the subtext of a script, really getting in there and be like, I'm saying this, what do I actually mean? What do I actually want to say? How
To
did this
catch
get here?
the
Yeah.
emotions of the character.
Yeah, the true emotions. Because once I figure it out, I'm like, yes, that's what this is. And then the scene will be good. You
Yeah,
know, the scene will
absolutely.
be de decent before that. The scene will always
You
work because
see
it's
it.
written.
You
But
see it totally as the audience. You see it in the
yeah.
vertical. Who loves to play this character or who did it just because of the money and it was a job? You know what I mean? You
Right.
see it totally. You see it also in the intimacy scenes.
Yeah.
You see that.
Yeah.
If
On
they get
okay.
connected to the other lead
Right.
or not.
And that takes time. Sometimes
Yeah.
that you do that on the first day. I have in Football Bad Boy, I have kind of a rape attempt scene on the lead because I'm the bad guy. And that was the first day we filmed. That was my first day meeting her. And all you
Yeah.
want is each other to feel comfortable,
And
you know.
you didn't
You
know her
just
before?
no, never worked
Ah,
with,
then
never worked with
that
her.
is
Yeah.
different.
So you meet and you just, you know, for me, it's like, hey, what feels okay to you? Is there
Yeah.
anything not okay? Luckily, the verticals do almost always have intimacy coordinators now.
Yeah, I have an
You know, so.
recording with an intimacy
Oh, really?
I think next week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I want to see that one because I would love to hear their point of view of choreographing it. Just their job's so important.
Yeah, I'm
The
very
delivery.
interested how you became
Yeah.
an intimacy coordinator. What
Yeah.
what's so great to do that? You
Yeah.
know,
A
the
lot of them
intention.
do stunt coordination too. They'll kind of do both. They
Stunt
do
and
both.
intimacy?
Yeah, I've had a few
Mwah.
that do both, but it's
Okay.
but both jobs wear the same superhero cape of just keeping us safe.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
so there's overlap there, but
When I
it's
spoke
a
to Dan Löwenstein, he thought, he said, I think a really great thing. He said, you have to watch the sneak peek I published today. He
okay.
said, I have to learn that the people on set have feelings.
Yeah.
And I always have to remember that they have the feelings, which
Wow.
sometimes got forgotten because of the speed.
Speed, you don't have almost don't have time
Yeah.
to it, but it's so, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all playing pretend. I say that a lot of like, you know, my job, I play pretend, but it's what you're playing pretend with real people and real feelings and emotions, and it's important that everybody feels safe and comfortable to do their
Yeah, I
job.
think feeling comfortable, I think it's very important.
Yeah.
So that you can feel the role, like as I said, you totally see it.
Yeah.
Who was totally in the character and who not. You
Yeah.
see this. You
Yeah.
see this. Do you watch your verticals?
I watch clips of mine, but I don't think I've really watched one all the way through
Why
before.
not?
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of my own stuff.
What
Even
do your
you know, even
mom watch
outside
your
of
verticals? Does she watch
no.
your
She
verticals?
has so my mom hasn't seen my verticals, and like I told you previously, I do a lot of horror films.
Yes.
She doesn't watch my films because she doesn't want to watch me get hurt, which is so
Oh,
precious and
that's
beautiful.
cute.
She's like, I can't watch
Oh,
that.
that's
You get hurt.
cute.
And she's a retired police officer. So
Yeah, but
it's a
that's
little too real for
cute.
her.
I
Yeah.
cannot watch how my
She's like, I
son
can't
got.
watch my baby get hurt.
Oh, that's really cute.
So my mom probably hasn't seen one of my projects, and
And she
I've been acting
cannot
for
see
7
when you're a
years.
villain because no, that's not my
Then I'm a bad
son.
guy.
That's not my
Yeah.
son.
Right. I'm going back home in 2 weeks for a premiere of one of my films, and she's like, "Can I come?" And I was like, "I kind of get beat up throughout the movie." And she's like, "I can't watch you get hurt." I was like, "I'm okay. I'm here. We shot that last July. It's fine. Yeah, I'm okay." And everyone on set was so nice. It's very
That's
sweet.
sweet.
But I don't really watch myself because I'm just gonna judge myself. You know,
Okay.
I
Are
don't
you
want
too
that
hard to
judgment.
yourself?
Absolutely.
But don't you
Yeah, I'm
think
hard on
it
it.
maybe could be good to watch yourself to see how you can improve your acting?
I do, but I think the hard part of that is with this medium of you know, film, TV, vertical, you do the take so many times, right? And you try things that you might think is the way, one that you don't like, but you know, the director wants, you don't get to pick what one they use. You know, so
Okay.
the one they use, you might be like, oh, I don't like that one. And maybe I couldn't improve on it because I did do it a different way.
Did you watch other
But
verticals to learn?
I've not really. I've seen, like I said, I've just seen clips and I've seen, you know, my friends' reels for verticals, but I don't have any of the apps.
I can give you
But I don't.
49.
Yes, hook it up. But I don't watch. I tell everyone my actor red flag is I don't really watch a lot of movies or TV in general. I don't really
Me
go to the
neither.
movie theater. Yeah, I don't consume a lot of theatrical media. I like to make it. I like to explore it in the text and learn and study in class. But then I don't consume finished products. I should.
Yeah.
I think it would help me
Maybe.
grow, but in my free time, I play more video games than watch things. You know,
Yeah,
that's
and
kind of my thing.
what kind of video games are you playing?
All different kind of like shooters or action adventure, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you play anything?
I played a lot of poker.
Poker.
Yeah, I played here
Okay.
in the po in Germany in the Poker League.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is that's virtual? Or is
No.
that in person? That's at the
In
table.
person.
Oh, so you're card shark.
You know, even if I have my full brain, I was really good at it. So,
That's
yeah, you know,
awesome.
when I started doing that, women were totally underestimated in poker playing. That was good
Really?
for me.
Women are unfortunately underestimated
Yeah, because a
across the
lot of
board.
men thought, oh, yeah, come on. the woman
Yeah.
playing poker. And they were
Gosh.
totally underestimating me. For me,
Good.
it was
Then you
good.
show them. Yeah, it's an advantage.
So, and another stuff I really like to do, but that's not a kind of video game, but it's I cook a lot in TV shows.
Oh, okay.
I love
Yeah.
that kind of challenge, because here in Germany, there were a lot of TV shows where you got the ingredients 10 minutes before the show starts, and
Whoa.
then you had 45 minutes or sometimes only 35 minutes time to do a 3 meal for a 2-star Michelin chef.
And you've been on those? Or you follow along, like you try to do it.
No, the thing was, I got the ingredients and I
Okay.
have 10 minutes later to tell them what kind of meal I will cook
Wow.
for dessert, for main and stuff. And then you have, sometimes it was 35 minutes, sometimes, but it's not often, 45 minutes to do all the
Okay.
stuff. And then a 2 Michelin star chef comes and taste it blinded. He doesn't know
Yeah.
who cooked what.
That's so cool.
And I like
Is
that
there
kind
a
of
pro
challenge.
Yeah, is there usually a prize that you get? Yeah.
My first
Yeah.
prize my first prize money I won, it was 1,000 euros.
Wow.
I bought my older dog for it. So
You
my
did?
prize from my
Was
first
your
cooking
dog?
show, yeah, still lives with me.
Oh my
Yes.
gosh, it's amazing. I've won a two game shows before, and I don't currently have either of the prizes anymore. Because
I was
it
also
was
in
just
other
money.
quiz game shows here.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You've done it
And
all. You've done everything.
yeah, you know, it was kind of a snowball system.
Okay.
I was in the first cook show, and the same production company did another cook show 4 years later or stuff like that. And then they reached out to me and said, "Listen, we loved your way of cooking. We loved your kind of person. You're spontaneous. You're open to talk in the TV show. You're not such a, don't talk to me. I have to cook." So it was very entertaining. Would you like to come back? And
That's so
then
awesome.
I came back there, and I did a film, a movie here, and I was invited to play the president's wife
Oh,
because.
cool.
Yeah, because it was so crazy. I totally looked like her.
Wow.
I said, "Why are you asking me and inviting me?" And they said, "Oh, you look so much like the woman." And I said, "Really?" And I Googled her, and I was
And
totally
he's like,
shocked.
wow.
I was totally shocked. I thought, that's a picture of me. Oh no, that's her. Okay,
That
I
close.
understand
That's
it."
crazy. It was meant to be.
And you know,
Wow.
then there was kind of big newspapers article. Then another one saw it and said, "Oh yeah, I want to invite her." You know, so it's
Yeah.
like kind of your vertical stuff. When you're doing
Yeah.
well in one, I think,
Work begets work, for
yeah,
sure.
I think so. No, and that's the kind of games I love to play.
That's
The
cool. The
cooking
cooking
stuff
games.
game in the
Do
television.
you ever watch The Great British Bake Off?
The what?
The Great British Bake Off or Great British Baking Show? I don't know if it goes by a
We
different
have it in
name.
Germany also.
Oh, okay. I
We have
love
it.
it.
I was invited to that, but I have to
You gotta do
decline it because I don't have
it.
the time to go there.
Yeah, you have to stay there the whole time, right?
Exactly.
That's a lot. I don't know anything about baking. I don't really eat sweets, but I love
You
watching that
don't
show.
eat sweets.
No,
Even
no.
Christmas cookies?
I'll eat Christmas cookies. I'll do it for
Ah,
holidays, but just like
okay.
generally. Oh yeah, I
I
am not opposed to them. It's just on the daily, I try to stay away from it.
Yeah, I would if you would have
You're
told
like interview
me.
done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas cookies my grandma bakes, so I always look forward
Oh,
to her Christmas
grandmas are
cookies.
the
Yeah,
best.
and she makes Christmas and she's also Jewish, so she'll make Kamish bread, different cookies for Hanukkah and things like that.
Oh,
So I
that's
get the best of
great.
both worlds. I get both holidays.
And if you would have said, no, I don't eat that, I would really be disappointed.
Yeah, which you should be. You absolutely should be. But no, I love it. Ice cream is my favorite though. I love
Oh,
ice cream.
yes.
Yeah, ice cream or cookies together.
So yeah, the Ben and Jerry's cookie dough fan.
Oh yeah, it's so good. It's so good. Oh my gosh. That I love like a graham cracker and ice cream. I'm gonna get too hungry. Pumpkin ice cream right now. I love pumpkin.
Pumpkin ice cream.
Oh
I
yeah.
never
I
had
love pumpkin
pumpkin ice cream.
everything. Yeah,
I have a
especially
lot of
right now.
pumpkins in my garden.
Oh really? Yeah. Do you make pumpkin pie?
Yes.
I love
It's
pumpkin
not
pie.
typical in Germany.
Oh really? Okay.
Pumpkin pie, but I'm also baking pumpkin bread.
Oh, that would be so good too. You can make a pumpkin roll. I even get
And I'm
pumpkin
making
creamer.
pumpkin pasta.
That sounds good. I feel like it feels like Forrest Gump right now with the shrimp. You can, there's
Yes.
every kind of shrimp. You can have pumpkin roll,
Yes,
pumpkin pie, pumpkin
exactly.
pasta, pumpkin. I want it all. Yeah.
No,
I was
pumpkin
talking.
pasta is really great.
I've never
Really.
heard of that.
Not a sauce. So the pasta da is
It's
with pumpkin.
wow.
Wait,
You
I can
haven't
show
heard
you
of
a
that.
picture because
Yeah.
not a long time ago I sent it a friend of mine that it's time to do some pumpkin pasta.
It's time. Let's see if it loads. I've sent it to me.
I send it
I
you.
see faint, yeah, sent to me. I see a faint orange color, and that's it.
It's a recipe for pumpkin pasta I made
It's so
for a friend
good.
of mine.
That's so good.
But
Did
when you're not.
you make the recipe as well?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but it's in German. Yeah.
Have AI translate it.
Yeah, it's not, there are only a few ingredients.
Yeah, it's good for you. Would you like to see more cooking verticals if the sh
No,
people in it
no.
knew what they're doing? No.
There are enough. No,
Okay.
it's kind of like the sportive one. One sportive started, it went well, and now
Yeah.
15 sportives are out. Only the sports changed. The story
Yeah.
not, only the
Yeah.
sports.
I would like to do a lacrosse one. I played lacrosse in college
Oh.
and wrestling. Wrestling is my main sport.
Wrestling, really?
Yeah, so I would like to do one of the MMA
Wrestling?
mixed
You do
martial arts
wrestling,
verticals.
really?
I did for many years, yeah.
For me, it's hard. No, it's not hard to believe, but I wouldn't have guessed that.
No. Yeah, I love
You
it. So
look
that
to
would
me
be
more like the tennis type.
tennis. I've never played tennis.
Huh.
Yeah, lacrosse and wrestling.
I sent you the picture.
Okay, I'll check it. I'll check it after. But yeah, I would like to, if we're still doing sports ones, I would like to do a lacrosse one. That would be cool. The one I read for the other day was basketball, and I was like, we got to be realistic. I'm not tall enough for a basketball one. It's just not in the cards for me.
Yeah, but that's
You
the
know?
kind of stuff, as I told you before, I love these kind of stories, but only if it's realistic. If someone
Right.
who plays in a cooking vertical can use the knife as a
That
like a
reasons.
chef, or if anyone who plays a sport verticals, maybe a football one or stuff like that, knows how to catch a football and not
Right.
to you
Yeah.
see it.
Like Tyler in our football one, he played football, and I don't know if he played in college or something, but he played. Like, so it's gonna look real.
You know, that's the kind of stuff I sometimes miss in the verticals, that it's realistic
Yeah.
in the story itself.
Yeah. Do you think there's room at this point in consuming verticals for other genres to come in,
Oh, yes.
like more just like a true thriller, true crime
Criminals.
vertical? Yeah, I'd like to see a crime one.
Yeah,
I'd
and
like to see a
comedy.
yeah, a
Comedy.
true comedy
It's
vertical, 'cause even the
so
comedy we do now,
comedy needed.
it's not
No,
there.
there were one, two, three verticals. One was with Jake Hobbs, who switched the role with the male, with the female lead. And I didn't know that Jake Hobbs is so funny.
Yeah.
And I
Yeah,
really
the
love that, even if the story is totally unrealistic, that they switched the bodies. But
Right.
It was so
It's like
funny.
Freaky Friday.
Yes. And one of them, I don't know who it was, told me they did some verticals. They were really full of comedy, and then they shot it. But in the shooting, then the big boss came and said, "No, we
Take it
cannot do
down.
it. Yeah,
Yeah, a
we
lot of
have to
times
do it more with drama." And then.
I'll try things sometimes because I do a lot of comedy and I'll do something I think is funny and the note will be like, make it a little more stoic.
You want
Stoic
to
is a
know
big
what
one I
genre
get.
I want to see?
Horror.
Truly not.
That's the last one.
A Western one with an
Oh,
old Western city and
I
saloons and
love
the
that.
duels.
I love that
Their
too.
raping and kidnapping makes big sense.
Right. I would
But
love
the
to do a
one you
Western
know
one.
in with horses in a Western town, with a sheriff one, with
I
a
think they just
saloon.
did one. I think Travis, I don't know his last name, but I worked with him. Travis just led in a Western one and he grew out his mustache and his,
And a kind of sheriff, and there is also place for rom-com drama.
Yeah, true
But
rom-coms.
there, if they put there a billionaire CEO hidden identity,
Hidden as a cowboy. I escaped this life for something more peaceful. Like,
No,
come on.
that I would love to see that. You know, a totally change of location.
Yeah, not just
That
in the
would be so nice.
mansions.
And when I spoke to Dan Löwenstein, we talked about the musical vertical.
Musical would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I feel like there's so many opportunities to do it, but right now it's just in the spot where it's safe.
Yeah.
They know it works.
Yeah, exactly. I have the feeling that the big platforms are not willing to risk a little bit.
I think
There we are at
Taiwan.
risking again, you know,
Right. I think
suddenly.
that's the theme of this podcast, right? If you believe in something, take the
Yeah,
risk for it.
absolutely. You know, the thing is, you see it, some platforms are willing to take the risk. And if the show hits or went well, you see all the other
Every other
platforms,
one.
yeah, produce also. But being the first of
It's
taking
hard.
kind of new risk,
It's
no one is
scary.
really will to. Yeah. We have to get rich. Then we can
If
do
we get
our
rich,
own
then we can make our
verticals.
own. Well, it's cool seeing a lot of people now start, or not a lot, but people starting to produce their own, like Eric and them
And Adams
making
and
their
Bruce and
series.
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. But and you see the difference. You see the
Absolutely.
difference in tone and it to get these changes doesn't require a lot of extra work or even more money. It's just a little more attention to the scripts, a little more here and there,
You can produce also.
Yes, could. Good.
Have you ever thought about script writing?
I write a little bit. It's kind of a daunting process to me. My roommate is also a very talented actor and he writes. So we were talking the other day about, what are the options? And if there's anything we've written already on a more traditional platform that could be turned into a proper vertical. I think a lot of people are starting to get very interested in producing verticals, that
Yeah,
are traditionally outside of the space.
because I think a lot of scripts come over to China because they are very successful in China, and then you see exactly which is born really bad translate because sometimes the sentence don't make sense in the verticals.
And sometimes they let you change it, sometimes they don't. And when they don't, you're like, well, how do I make this work?
And then the real cocky thing is then you're playing a lawyer or a professor, and then you're saying such a shitty sentence where you say, okay, did you win your job in a lottery or with
Well,
this?
a lawyer or doctor wouldn't speak this way.
Exactly.
I think there's some very small tweaks that can be made that'll make a big difference in where they're going. Where do you see, because you're in it from the beginning, what's like the biggest difference you've seen from the 2023 verticals to now? And then what do you think we're going to see next year?
The quality of the producing is better because when you watch the first verticals, all this voiceover shit is so bad
Oh, it is?
in sound and stuff. And the quality of sometimes the pictures or the lights. So this whole producing of the vertical improved a lot. And in acting stuff, I don't know. The first one I really liked. My first ever seen vertical was The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband with Jared Harper and I don't know. And in the beginning, every time it was in kind of new story in these verticals.
Yeah, it's fresh.
And there haven't been published so many stories in such a short time as it's doing now. Now, for example, Real Short publish around about 5 to 10 stories per week.
That's a lot.
And in the beginning, it were one or two shows per week. And for the audience, it's totally different to keep in line with all the new shows. And a
Yeah. I was
big
gonna ask,
disadvantage.
how do you keep up? How do you stay on top of all of them? And do you want to see less coming out? Like maybe less, but
No,
keep
I
getting
want
better?
to have less platforms because the thing is, at the moment, I have the feeling every time I see a new ad on Instagram, for example, it also comes with a new platform, the new show. And for the audience, it's so I have at the moment 49 apps
Oh my gosh. I don't even
on
have
my
enough
handy.
memory on my phone for
Yeah. And you know, the
that.
thing is, you have to pay to watch it.
Yeah.
And not every platform offers a membership. So you have to buy coins that you can watch that. And if I would buy coins, then one show would cost me round about 40 till 50 euro. And
Wow.
that's insane.
It's a lot.
That's totally insane. And because there are so many platforms, different ones, then on this one you want to see one show and that one you want to see one show. So even if they are offering a membership, a weekly membership or whatever, it doesn't make sense because so I would love to see maybe round about 10 platforms and the shows got published there, so it makes sense when you are buying a weekly membership that you can see, I don't know, 10 shows for this money and not only one or two or whatever.
I guess that's something on our end too that we can consider when we're auditioning for verticals and stuff is taking note of the audience and like, oh well, this is on a new app,
Yeah.
which it'll help the app, right? It's good for the app if they get a
Yeah,
good
yeah.
actor, but is it a disservice to our audience?
Absolutely. It
Because
is.
now
It
they have to
is.
pay for this thing. So
It is.
that's interesting.
And the thing is, you know, I really like platforms like Candy Jar or Vigloo because they are different type of stories. They are not publishing so many stories per week, like, for example, Real Short or stuff like that. But that what they publish is more attractive to me because it's kind of fresh new stories. Like Viglu published, for example, this one from Erica Matt and this Campus Rivals. It was totally different stories. Then on Viglu, there was also kind of criminal with John Palmer Watkins and Grace Swanson, I think. Love, Lies, and Alibi. It's kind of
I did a
criminal
Vigloo one with
ones,
him. Yeah, he and I
you
are in a
know?
Vigloo one that's not out yet.
Yeah, and I don't have the feeling that, for example, on Viglu, the stories are so similar, but only with different casts.
I think the one John and I did was for Vigloo, and it makes sense if he's working with them, but I would say set wise it was the best set I've worked on for
Yeah.
verticals.
Yeah, and the quality there is really good. And for example, a yearly membership on Candy Jar costs 70 euros. A weekly ship membership on Real Short costs 230 euros. Yes. You know, we
So
are
very
not talking about
expensive.
15 euros. A weekly membership.
Weekly costs
A
that
weekly,
much?
no, a yearly membership. A
Oh,
weekly
yearly.
membership, but a yearly membership, a weekly
So a lot.
membership on ReelShort is 25 euros.
That's a lot.
That's more than a Netflix abo for 1 month.
Yeah, it's way more. That's tough.
Yeah. And so, when you, like I did, my first weekly membership on ReelShort was worth it because I watched every show they
Everything.
published till then. Not the Asian ones, because I don't like to watch verticals with the Chinese language.
Okay.
It's really, for me, it's really hard. I don't like to watch verticals with the subtitle.
Right. It kind of takes away from
From
what
the
it
story,
is.
you have to
Yeah.
focus on the subtitle and you can.
And
So,
it's so small then.
yeah. And I talked to it with Caitlin from Verticate in the internet. We spoke about the Chinese actors are always looking so young and so
Yes.
small. I prefer like a Cayman Cardiff with his, I don't know how tall he is, and
Big
big
guy.
shoulders. When
Yeah.
he hugs a woman in a situation, I believe that more like a Chinese small CEO billionaire
Right.
who seems to be only 19 or 20 years old.
Right. That
I
makes
don't
sense.
believe this kind of guy. I prefer Cayman Cardiff more.
Yeah.
He looks like a real man. Sorry for that shitty expression, but it's true.
No, but that, yeah, I know it's very clear. I know what you mean on it.
And so my first weekly membership for ReelShort, I had a lot of shows to watch.
Right.
But when you had a membership, I always wait 2 or 3 months to get another one so that a lot of shows are there to watch even.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But on some platforms, you only want to watch one show and then you
That's tough.
don't watch it because it's too expensive to watch.
Yeah. Are there ever free trials to
You
watch
can
a
see the
show?
first 10 episodes
But that's
and
it.
then
There's
you
not
can
like
watch
a week.
ads. No, you can watch ads. I think 5 per day to unlock episodes, but I'm not that
Okay.
patient guy. I want
Right.
to watch
Go,
5
go,
ads
go.
so that I can watch the next 5 episodes and then I have to wait till the next day.
That's, yeah. How long does it usually take you to watch one vertical? One
1 hour.
day?
No,
One hour, okay. And you just.
I'm really the type of started watching it through finish.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. To be honest, one of the biggest reason is it could even happen that I forgot it if the break's too long.
That makes sense.
So for me,
Yeah.
it's not so good.
Do you think more people probably watch it like that in one sitting, or they kind of watch a few, go to work, go do whatever, come back?
I'm doing episodes also with fans,
Okay.
and they are all the straight watcher, mostly of them
That's
who
good to
can
know.
afford memberships.
Right.
There are also some who said, okay, listen, I cannot afford a membership in every app I want to watch, so
Right.
I have to watch the ads and to wait.
That's so
So,
interesting.
but
Yes.
normally a lot of love to watch it straight.
That's cool. That's great. Oh, so interesting. It's just such an interesting
You
platform,
have to listen.
and
I'm doing for this podcast a monthly review episode with the six big ladies of reviews on Instagram.
Oh, cool. I appreciate all of you so much, by the way. You guys spend so much time, help promote us and verticals, and enjoy it so much. And it's just so wonderful. So thank you for that.
And we started a monthly recap version. We are doing to Halloween a Halloween special version where we always
Oh,
only
cool.
talk about vampire and werewolf ones.
Fun.
And we are doing a Christmas special edition where we are talking only about Christmas verticals.
Oh, that's
So,
cool.
yeah.
I would
So
like to
I
do a
think,
Christmas one. That'd be fun.
yeah, but then you have to go somewhere with real snow.
That's where I was born, somewhere with real snow.
Yeah, but
So it's okay.
it should be a vertical filming location.
Yeah.
You have to go to
Yeah.
Lithuania.
All right. Yeah. I've been asked to go to China a few times, but I haven't been asked to go anywhere else yet. Yeah. I'd probably go Germany.
We are not doing verticals here. Sorry
No.
for that.
No, yeah. I've heard people really enjoy traveling for them,
Yeah,
especially
Turkey
like
should be really
Turkey.
great. Or
Yeah, I've heard
Italy is coming up for
that
doing
would be
verticals.
nice. That would be really nice.
And to be honest, I don't know where in Italy, but if you are in Italy, it's only 1 hour flight to come here.
Yeah, how was it? Orion Air? Just phew, pop
We are
over.
not so big in Europe like you in
Yeah.
the
Yeah. It's when
US.
my sister lived there. Yeah, she'd be like, "We're going here for the weekend. We're going here." I'm like, "How are you going to all these places?" She's like,
Yeah,
"It's like a it's
I
two
live
hour
here
flight."
in south of Germany. I live 1 hour from the border to Switzerland, 1 hour from the
Oh,
border to
wow.
Austria, 1 hour and a half to the border of Luxembourg, and 2 hours to the border from France.
Wow. That's so crazy. It's crazy to me being in LA now that I can drive to Mexico. My
Yeah,
brain
okay.
is like, what do you mean I can drive to Mexico? Because being from Pennsylvania, that's,
You want to have
7 hour
great
flight.
tacos? Okay, we drive to Mexico.
Yeah, we'll go to
That's
Mexico. Spend more
cool.
time waiting to get back in than the drive there. It's
Yeah, okay.
crazy. Jeez, yeah.
At the end, I'm always doing a 5-question quickie. Are you
Okay.
ready? What's your favorite dish at the moment? I always ask this because of the cooking. I analyze, you know, I always analyze people because of the favorite dish.
Okay, this is a lot of pressure. Lately, I'll
Don't
say
say a
so much
pineapple pizza,
pressure.
then you are out,
Pineapple pizza.
okay?
No. But I've been craving like a really good burger lately. The past 2 or 3 weeks, all I've wanted is a burger.
Have you ever eaten a
I don't
wild boar burger?
know.
I cooked one in a TV show.
How is it?
Good.
Yeah, I don't eat it.
The 2-star chef really liked it.
Really? I didn't. Yeah, I've never thought of that.
You know, I did it with a cranberry chutney as a burger
Oh,
sauce.
that sounds so good. I love a good like cranberry, some kind, anything with cranberry on like a turkey burger. It's so good. Maybe a slice of apple. It's so good. Let's say that for this meal because we'll be specific.
Now I'm hungry.
And I'm going away this weekend on a little trip, and they have an ostrich farm where I'm going, and I really want to eat an ostrich egg. Yeah, I want to eat it in one sitting though. I just want that to be the meal. Massive.
Why
It's like
not?
24 eggs. Yeah.
So even as you said, you're not that big watching film type. What's your favorite film?
Oh my gosh.
Although,
Number one?
yeah, all-time classic, I don't know.
That's such a good and hard question. I feel like people often have a good answer for this. I do like a top five.
No. You are
Maybe
like a
I've.
child, but I
I know,
want
but I want it all.
it all. Now you have
Please, I want a golden goose, Daddy.
to
Oh gosh, my favorite film is called I Melt With You, and it's not well known. It's with Rob Lowe, Jeremy Piven, Thomas Jane.
What
She has
genre
me.
is it?
It's a drama.
I
It's
melt
like
with
a
you.
coming of age about these men that come together once a year or so, and it's kind of the only time they can hang out. And it's I think they come upon it's the last time they can do it, and it just feels so relevant as becoming an adult. At a certain age, you don't see your friends, and it so it just kind of
I
hits
know.
that very relevant point where I feel like I am in my life, and it goes off the rails. It gets a little crazy, but it's low budget, great cast. I have it on DVD. I don't even know if it's streaming anywhere. But I also like Leon the Professional, and I like American Psycho, and I like Tropic Thunder. And
What?
I'll just start saying all
I
the
can
movies
hear
I
you.
like.
What?
The
What's your favorite
movies I like.
song at the moment?
I listen pretty exclusively to different types of death metal, which
I know.
Electric Callboy.
Have you ever seen them live?
No, I would love to.
But
Have
they did a
you?
US tour last year.
They did, but I don't go to a lot of concerts.
But electric car bar,
I
hello.
know my friends went. Some of my friends went in Boston. They went to that
I
date. It was
saw
so
a
cool.
lot of videos from the live shows,
Yeah, it looked
and they are
amazing.
totally crazy.
Yeah, it looks so fun.
They played 1 hour from here on the festival this summer.
Oh, that would have been cool. Was that in Incinerate Festival? Is that the one that
No,
was in
we
Germany?
in Germany. No, in Germany they played. We had here a Southside festival.
Oh, okay. That's cool. My
They
favorite
were
song
this
at
year
the
even Guns
moment,
N'
I think.
Roses, but no one
Oh,
was
really?
happy about the Guns N'
He
Roses.
doesn't sound that great right
No.
now. Like we
Everyone I spoke to, my neighbor were there, said, Mihaela, really? It was so
Yeah.
disappointed.
Ugh. We some people just have to call it. Like we love Guns N' Roses. We appreciate everything they did. It's time to just
Yeah, to move on. It's an all-time
Yeah.
classicer, but not, no.
Yeah.
They should have done it like Rolling Stones, you know? Never stop making music.
Just don't stop and
Yeah.
yeah, or fully stop. Commit to the
Yeah.
a lot of bands go, this is our last tour, and then a year later they go, this is our last tour. But if I have to pick, I'd probably say a song called Sunshine by Beartooth. It's a metalcore song. Yeah, all my answers are going to be weird because I don't really listen to
No,
mainstream music or
I
anything. And
try to remember that I can catch that up and Google and listen to
Yeah.
it or watch it.
Yeah,
So,
I can send it to you.
what's your
Okay.
favorite vertical you did so far?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say the one I did with John, that's not out yet.
John Palmer or what?
John Palmer.
John Palmer Watkins? No, not Watkins. John Palmer, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. But he was great to work with, but the crew was one of the best experiences I've seen on a vertical as far as the atmosphere, and we would play music in between shots, and
Yeah, John plays the guitar, right?
he plays guitar, yeah, and I sing, so we were talking about jamming, and then
Are there any videos of that?
of me on
No,
TikTok,
of your
there's
jam
videos of me screaming.
sessions.
Oh, we didn't get to do it. There might be audio. There might be audio of me and Jennings. What's Jennings' last name? Bauer. Yeah.
Bowser,
We
Bauer, Bowser.
sang a lot on set when we did our vertical. We did a
Does
werewolf
he
one that's
sing?
he likes to.
That's a good
He
answer.
likes to. He's the one, maybe the nicest person I've ever worked with. Jennings is wonderful.
Yeah, I would love to have him
It's
as on the podcast, but it's so
yeah.
difficult to reach
He's so
him.
busy. Yeah, he's so busy. But we sang Disney songs, we sang Panic at the
Oh,
Disco.
great.
Yeah, because we're both just nerds. We're both dorks. I like this shelf isn't together yet, but it's all my action figures and collectibles. We're both just big nerds. But the John one, it also we were filming on my birthday, and production got me like ice cream sandwiches, and I just felt
Oh,
very
that's
taken care of.
nice.
Yeah.
That's really
So,
nice. Last question.
Yes.
Which genre you want to see more in verticals?
You know.
Not the horror one,
The horror,
except
I
the
would love
horror
to
one.
see horror. I don't think that's what the audience wants, but I would have a great time doing that. I would love
No,
to
we are
see a true.
talking not about the audience. We talk about you. What would you?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about other people. I would love to do a true action one, you know,
Oh,
like
action one would be
action would be
great.
great, you know, like a spy thriller, Mission Impossible style. I think
I
there's only
never
been
saw
one
Mission
or two of them.
Impossible.
No, but just of that vein would be really cool to have. Some stunt people come together for a vertical. I think the aspect ratio would make the stunt scenes very interesting. It'd be a challenge. So that would be cool. Put us in an action one. Yeah.
Action one. Would you do your stunts by yourself?
If I was allowed to. Yeah.
Yeah, you're that
because of
hard
the
type guy.
wrestling background, I feel very comfortable taking falls or throwing, you know, punches and keeping everyone safe. Yeah. And put me in a lacrosse one.
Okay, I noticed lacrosse one and action one and my brother one.
Well, that's the number one.
Oh, come
When
on.
we sell your script, I'm ready.
Then we make millions.
I think so. Then we retire. We just enjoy life. We keep enjoying
No,
life. I don't
we
want to
keep we
retire. I
take
don't
we
want to
take the
retire.
money and make more verticals. I had a
Yeah.
great idea with Kirby Elwood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we will do
What
criminal
is it?
verticals with a pair of detectives
Okay.
and filming in Europe in six different countries. And in every country, they get a new criminal case.
That would be so fun. That we definitely need the big budget for that to travel, but that's like Carmen San Diego. Do you
You know, the thing
remember?
is, we only have to win the lottery, or I have to find this damn bullshitting billionaire doctorate.
Yeah. Or I just have to, we have to win more game shows.
Yeah,
That's all.
or
We can do
that.
that. Yeah. I feel
There is
like
a
we've done that. We've done that
1
enough.
million euro game show here in Germany.
I'll just come win that. I won $53,000 on a game show.
I want
That was
40,000
crazy.
euros
So
on a
together
game
we
show.
can produce.
We have to team up, you know?
Yeah, I think so. This will not be the last time.
Hopefully not.
No, definitely not.
We can make a change in this vertical space,
I think
buddy.
so. I think so.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But for
I'll make.
now, I'm so thankful for your time for
Oh, of
doing this.
course. Thank you.
It was so nice to chat with you, really.
This is wonderful. Yeah, it won't be the last time, and I'm so excited to see all of your episodes come out and everything you do too. See some recipes this holiday season.
You only see the cookies, no
Okay.
recipes.
Deal.
I'm a freestyle cooker and baker. I
Oh, so
really
you
don't
just.
have any recipes. For me, it was so hard to do the cookbook and to cook, write it down, to cook, write it down, because
Yeah.
I'm more the type of, okay, I do a little bit of this and that and this. Oh shit,
Yeah.
how much you want?
I believe that because you're saying you're just go, go, go. Not
Exactly.
patient.
Exactly. So
But
if we ever meet, you can taste my cooking skills, okay?
that'd be
And then you
wonderful.
can I will make a wild boar burger for you.
That would be great. Deal.
I will send you a picture because
Yeah.
it's one of the recipes in my cookbook. I will
I've
send
never
you a
even heard of
picture,
it.
then
Yeah,
you
please
can
do.
imagine how it looks like.
Oof. I want to eat it. But yeah, I'm so grateful for you taking the time to talk to me, and this was wonderful.
It was absolutely a pleasure for me. So I wish you a lovely weekend
Thank
and a
you.
really great day.
Oh, thanks so much. I
And
wish you the same. This is a great way to kick off the weekend. Great Friday.
yeah, absolutely. As for me, it's a good point to end this Friday.
Yes, yeah, you get to go to bed now.
Yeah, I will.
Cool. Sending lots of love to Germany.
Send it back to LA, buddy. We'll talk
Yes,
soon.
we
Bye.
will. Bye-bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.